I made this coconut oil that all my problems stem from coconut oil.
Yeah, what is going on with this fucking coconut oil?
I love it.
Ever since I've known you, there's been a.
I put it on my face. I used to put it on my dick, but I stopped. I found out that wasn't fungus, by the way. That was it was just an allergic reaction to something.
Your dick
ring? My dick when I had, thought I had ringworm wasn't ringworm.
How'd you find out?
One of the beautiful women at Center City Dermatology examined my penis and.
When?
This was a while ago. It was a couple months ago. Oh. She was just like. Because I called. I think I talked about this before. And I called the office and I was like, hey, I need to come in.
You got ringworm again. It came back?
No, this was like months ago. No, yeah.
You relapsed.
I relapsed. Several months ago, I had what I thought was ringworm again. This is after I got an examined in urgent care by like three different nurses. What's the reaction from? I don't know. I have no idea. Beats me, but I put this shit on.
What do you
think
you're doing to your dick that it's reacting weird? You wearing underwear? It's...
Yeah, I'm wearing.
You always
underwear.
Wear underwear.
Always wear underwear.
All right.
It usually comes from jerking off. I think I just irritate my bird.
Oh,
so I don't know.
You get like a rash.
It might not even be allergic. It might just be an irritation. But this fucking steroidal cream they gave me. You got any kind of rash? Just a dab of this shit, the thing goes away. And she was like, "Dude, this isn't. This was never fungus. This is just irritation."
So the beautiful angel. You just got brush burn from jerking off.
Yeah, but it like wouldn't go away. And then I started putting. Putting ringworm cream on it, which just like just. Dries up and infestors everything. So my dick, half my dick was red for like a good 3 months. I had a two dick.
You had a Harvey dick?
I had like a half red dick for a while. But the beautiful angel,
half dog, half
Center City Dermatology.
Half human, dude.
Yeah, I did. So then finally it dried out. But it was like, I just dropped trowel, let her check my bird. And she was like, you don't have fun.
She was like, your dick's great.
She's like, your dick's fantastic.
You should have fucking...
Thank you, man. Your dick's... No, she's... Dude, she's a...
Is she hot?
Not my cup of tea, personally, but she's... I mean...
You think she'd be my cup of tea? It sounds like she would.
I mean, I like tea in general, but I'm saying she...
You like certain blends.
Yeah. I like chai. She, she's... Yeah, she's pretty
like shy.
I like shy. Yeah, true
that. Let's get it. What up?
No, she's... she's a hot, beautiful, blonde doctor. She's gorgeous.
Damn, and you showed her your dick?
Yeah, bro. And I could, for, $80, do that once a year if I want to. And she'll touch it with latex gloves for 2 seconds, so, you know what I'm saying?
All you have to do is beat the shit out of your dick until there's something wrong with it, and then go in there.
I just got to jerk it and be like, I'm coming to you, but I'm coming in here, baby.
Yeah.
$80 is coming to you.
$80, you fucking touch
my
dick.
My insurance doesn't cover this, but I'm going to cover it just so I can see you. Let you see my flaccid penis.
That's
again.
A great plan.
Yeah. She'll touch it. Yeah, this lady will touch a penis for $80. And she's hot with latex gloves for about a second. I mean, it's all a matter of getting that rash up higher along my erogenous. Yeah, my erogenous zone. I might put fake warts on. What you could do, too, is if you use hand soap as like a masturbatory.
She put fake warts on it. She just like instantly peeled it. It's like, is this fake?
Is this a sticker?
Did you put stickers on your dick? You get those like bullet holes, those stickers people put on the back of their shitty cars.
One of them's just
I got shot in the dick. Help me. She's like, this is a sticker, dude. You're retarded.
Oh my God, dude. That would be hilarious, too, to go in and just keep like a fucking fat fucking 9-inch real life strap on and just go like, just pop it. Just only pop it out of your pants and make her question like, is this real?
It's like, get one of those from the porn where they like come like crazy. Just be like, yeah, something's wrong. We're like, cool. And it just is fucking so. So much cum.
Did you even get in trouble for that?
Yes, dude.
Your real dick?
You'd get arrested for sure. If you paid $80 to go cum on that hot nurse.
But out of a prosthetic dick. If you're like,
What if she like hardly reacted? Like she just moved out of the way and let you finish. It was just like, all right, you need to leave, sir.
No, that's my fake dick. Here's my real dick. I seriously do have something.
What do you think the goal is there? If you were fucking jizzing on her, do you want her to be like, oh my God, it's so much?
Oh, yeah, she'll get so much. You'd have to just shoot it like all the way across to the other wall first. I hate those pornos, dude.
Be like, here's something wrong with me. Every time I fucking sneeze, I come hard and then just walk in and be like, spit one across the room.
Dude, just open up your pants and pull it out a huge
like white plastic dick.
A huge fake dick and standing by it. She's like, what? It's my dick.
She's like, sir, I don't think this is your real penis. Oh, like, hold on, I'm going to come. Take a piss on the floor. It's not done yet.
Oh my god.
Yeah, those pornos are the worst. The fake dick cum.
I hate that, man.
It's like chick takes huge load. I'm like, that sounds like something I want to see.
Let's see it.
Click. Like, all right, I want real jizz. Someone just
dumping a gallon of milk through a fucking fake dick. You're like, god damn it. That always pissed me off. You're right. I need real jizz.
I need real man cum.
Back when I watched it. Now I don't watch it.
Now you don't watch it. You have too much.
I just read erotic lit now. Yeah. I just hold my cell phone with one hand.
You want to know the dirty game behind fucking erotic lit?
Just some old man
you
writing.
You gotta be a real weird sack of shit.
Just written by a 40-year-old. I'm just jerking off.
Tortured man.
Yeah. Some guy like
that. Good lord. You should write an erotic lit, dude. That would be the funniest fucking thing on
no
earth.
No way, dude.
Please.
That's all I can jerk off to now, dude.
Please write an erotic lit. Please, God, write an erotic book.
I'll get it. Dude, I would crush
for
the
like just five chapters.
I could bang that out. I could ghostwrite
it. Dude, if you banged out an erotic lit and put it on the Patreon.
That'd be tight. And all the dogs could jerk off to it.
The dogs could all, we could all jerk off to
your. That'd be tight, dude.
I bet you could bang out 10 pages.
Of erotic lit, I could do it in like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Take two
seconds. If you had to brainstorm real quick. What type of story are we thinking here?
It's the guy at the fucking dermatologist, dude.
We just covered this story.
I'm just going to write down.
You cummed all over the place, and then she was like, haha, very funny.
And then I pull out my real dick, and she's like, no, seriously, get out. Like, this is not.
She's like, you pull out your real dick, and she's like, come on, man, another prosthetic? And you're like, nah, this is the real deal.
She's like, look, I'm a dermatologist. I see dicks all the time. There's no way there's a flaccid penis that's that small. And I'm like,
that's small.
Yeah, you're right.